This is Rocket Science.
Hello, everyone. Why don't eclipses ever take up acting?
They're overshined by something. Outshined.
Oh, that would be good. Oh. But they also can't handle the spotlight. And why did the eclipse break up with the moon?
I don't know.
Because
it blocked. I don't know.
Because it was just a phase.
Oh, wow. Moon has a situationship.
Yeah, like every now and then, you know.
For the
That's
streets.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm your host, Tina.
I'm your co-host, Sonia.
And I'm your co-host, Justin.
And today, we are going to reflect and recap this momentous event that happened this past Monday up in North America. The total solar eclipse.
If you were listening to our last podcast, we talked about anticipation for the eclipse and gave you a bunch of opportunities to go see it. So now that it's after, I hope you've seen it and are as amazed as I was.
Yes, it was quite amazing. I haven't seen that many people on campus skipping class. That might have been as powerful as the eclipse.
The solidarity.
I saw photos. It was packed.
It was so packed. We had that spring festival Bacchanal, and not nearly as packed as
I've
that.
I heard. Yeah. So I think the three of us here had different experiences. Mm-hmm. Sonia and I traveled to see totality. Justin was here on campus. So I've heard more about the on-campus experience too, that they just ran out of glasses.
Oh, did
and
they
University
actually?
Hardware, the line for glasses was around the block.
Oh my god. Wow.
And then University Hardware just started jacking up the prices.
As one does.
Wow. Whoa. They were selling these glasses?
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
Right?
Now
all the free ones were gone.
Right. Yo, when's the next eclipse? Because I sense a business opportunity here.
Well, you're gonna sell glasses. There's not really a business thing, but just as an aside, if you have eclipse glasses that you have not used, there's an organization that's collecting them to give them to kids in South America.
Warby Parker?
Warby Parker is doing it. I think there's like a few other things, but I would just Google like eclipse recycling. Because nice. I know I have like 20 or 30 in a box somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Check out the link in the description. We'll try to
I know the astronomy department is also collecting them to send a bulk package or whatever.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. So in your eclipse viewing experiences, what was something that was surprising?
I think I can go. So we saw the eclipse behind the clouds, which sucked, but it was still really surprising to be able to still like see the whole corona and everything. Like for some reason I thought it would just be too thick of a cloud cover, but like even with eclipse glasses on, and then obviously like when it was totality and you can take them off, you could see like the whole ring and the sun like very brightly through it. And I don't know if that's generally true or if it was specifically true this year just because it was so much brighter.
I see. I think for me, I expected it to be darker during totality. But it wasn't nighttime dark. It was like dusk right after sunset dark, which is still pretty dark. But
it was really
you could also still see horizon light.
We saw like sunset in every direction, which was a crazy thing to see.
That must have been really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get totality over here in the city. But so it was my first time seeing an eclipse. I know we had one before. Was it a partial eclipse before?
2017. Right. It was a full eclipse, but it was on the West Coast.
I see. Yeah. So I didn't know. It was really cool seeing it through the glasses because I was looking at the sun very briefly just to see. And it's really bright. And my friends who had the glasses on were saying that it's covering. There's a partial cover. And only when you wear the eclipse glasses can you see the moon like creeping mm-hmm. over, mm-hmm. Blocking the distance or blocking the view of the sun. And yeah, it was really cool. Like mm-hmm. That's all I felt.
Yeah.
So someone asked me this and I feel like my explanation was not particularly scientific. So when the moon is partially blocking the sun, why is it if you try to look directly at the sun, which you should not do, it still looks like a full circle?
I think it's just because of the refraction of light or like some bending of light, because like even though I don't know if this is as true when it's like more eclipsed, but especially when it's first starting to get eclipsed, you have too much of that bright corona peeking through. Mm-hmm. It's like if you're like looking at a light bulb and you like cover it up with your thumb, your eyes are just going to adjust and give you like that full ring of light still.
Mm.
And then like obviously you looking at it directly from something that's covering it up so far away isn't really going to do anything. And then I think as it starts creeping in more, it's just going to be like a very bright dot on the side. And like that's why eclipse glasses are also really helpful, because they basically dim out that super brightness.
Mm-hmm.
Not scientific, but that's what I got.
When I try to record or take a picture of the eclipse with the eclipse glasses mm-hmm. over the camera lens,
mm-hmm.
and what would happen is there would be a reflection of, I guess, the sun like in the corner of my phone,
mm-hmm.
so I couldn't really capture the sun through the eclipse, but for some reason there was a shadow on my phone, like on the corner of it, which showed mm-hmm. kind of like the partial sun wherever the moon wasn't blocking,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious as to why, like how these glasses are made, because there was some sort of reflection that was shining through onto the camera that my camera was picking up.
Mm.
But it wasn't like a direct.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you like hold vision. The glasses away from the phone or like yeah. directly on top of it?
It was. So when that reflection was there, it was a little bit away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It wasn't like directly on the lens, but right. a little away.
Yeah. There was probably like enough light creeping through that you had like a solar flare. Like, you know how sometimes if you're taking a photo and it's really bright out, you get those, like, streaks?
Right.
Or, like, a little dot in the corner. I think it was something like that. And then, like, obviously it'll be an eclipse dot because that's how much sun is there.
That's so cool. That's so yeah, cool. I thought that was really yeah. cool.
That's also what people do with the shadows. We got a lot of photos, or at least I got a lot of photos of people taking photos of, like,
the
shadows of trees. Because there's only so much light coming from the sun, all of it is like kind of crescent shaped.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see yeah. that. It was like these like half circles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you could use colanders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a colander photo.
And just random hand gestures.
Yes.
To yeah. look at it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that surprised me, or not really surprised, made me sad, was totality is really short. Where yeah. we really? Were, we actually got a longer one, 3 mm-hmm. minutes and 30 seconds. But I think in the scheme of things, like as compared to driving 7 hours up and 12 hours back, 3 minutes and 30 seconds is so short.
But here's the thing, like I remember those 3 minutes and like however many seconds pretty well. Like I remember being so excited.
Yeah.
It's and like, so like effort yeah. versus reward.
<Payout.
laughs> yeah.
And then if you think about it, it's 3 minutes over a span of what, like 40 years?
Oh,
that's
true.
A very exciting 3 minutes.
That's right. True.
But I think the 2045 one that's going to happen over more west coast of the US is going to last up to 6 minutes.
Okay. Ooh. So what I'm hearing is I need to go back home for yeah. the 2046 eclipse.
Yeah.
Is it
yeah,
gonna be
coming at you?
Is it the west coast that's gonna get totality?
Yeah,
is it like all along the west coast?
Path of totality is stretching from, where is this, Brazil all the way up to this is a very strange trek. See. Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas,
I think
Colorado,
that's what happened.
California.
That's like what happened. Oh, so why it's is it going south?
It's like
from
an S.
Florida.
So well, no. Like I think in 2017, it went up from like Florida to Oregon. So it like cut through diagonally the other way, because this year it cut through diagonally from California up to Maine.
Yeah, Mexico.
So I think this one's just like further south.
I see.
Okay, so I'll meet y'all in SoCal.
Yeah.
We're all or if we want to meet up sooner, it could be 2026 in Spain.
Next totality. A little siesta moment. Sounds exciting.
I would love to go to Spain.
To see the eclipse, that would be epic.
There was this post that I saw of a middle school or high school teacher that over the years when he was teaching, he would tell his students of the total eclipse that's coming in 2024, like this year.
Whoa.
Yeah, and over the course of several decades, he kept telling every class, and he like held an event to watch the total eclipse, and he had over 100 past students.
That's
come.
Adorable.
Yeah, and they're all sorts of age
Wait,
groups.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. You do that.
I need to, when my friend starts teaching middle schoolers history, I need to tell her to tell her students.
And what started as, you know, let's like watch this cool phenomenon, was
it's
this
like
wholesome
a massive
reunion.
Yeah. Wait, that's awesome.
That's adorable.
I've seen so many videos of like people. I think everyone just was really excited because like A, it's what like New York area, so there are simply more people than last time, and B, just I think there's more like social media presence. But I saw so many cute videos. Like I saw this one video of this woman from Texas who's like taking a video from her balcony, and she's like, "Oh my God, I'm the only one alive right now. Why is it so quiet? This is crazy." And she was so excited. She's like, "Why is everyone so quiet?" at the top of her lungs. And it's just really cute because like everyone, oh, I also saw this photo of this fisherman who took a fish out of the water, put eclipse glasses on it, and showed it the eclipse.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The comments were definitely like, his friends won't believe
what?
It. Like, exactly. There's no way.
Like, what?
It's just ain't so no cute way. To see people get so excited about just like space. Like, it warms my heart.
I really did not expect so many people to travel for this event or even show up on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So the place I went to is Newport, Vermont, which is like kind of right across from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And the town has a population of 5,000.
Mm.
The day of the eclipse, allegedly there were 15,000 people there.
Oh my God.
Over capacity.
Yeah, and we had 15 porta potties to share.
Oh, no.
Between all the people per porta potty. Oh my God.
So people were just waiting for a total
the
eclipse to like
massive.
Use the bathroom in darkness.
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes. Go, go, go.
To beat the line.
I think we went to this like tiny town in upstate New York called Watertown. I keep thinking it's Watergate, Watertown. And there was a sign that said that Canada is like 20 miles away.
Yeah.
But I think I'm like pretty sure the town's population was probably like 150. Like it was a tiny town.
I wonder if, so I saw this video and it was, if I remember correctly, it was somewhere in the South, like Texas or one of those areas. And in the video during totality, it got so dark.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other videos that I've seen in totality, it wasn't nearly as dark.
Mm.
So, but the person swears that it's not, it hasn't been edited.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how, like truly how dark does it get during totality?
I feel like in the video could have just been a contrast.
That's
because
right.
If you're like focusing on the sky, it's just gonna appear very dark.
Makes sense.
But when you're there in person and you have the full view, then it's like not that dark.
Not as dark.
So I think that's interesting. I was looking at other planets because all I get on my Instagram feed now is eclipse. And I saw this, like for Jupiter has like 92 different size moons, and some of them are bigger, like because Jupiter is so far away from the sun, it's a lot smaller in the sky than it is on Earth. And some of Jupiter's moons are bigger than how big the sun appears. So when it gets eclipsed, it is complete darkness. Like, it's big enough to cover the corona too.
Wow.
Which, that would be freaky.
That would
I think
be.
There's like three moons where I can completely cover it.
Wait, why can we see the corona? Is it just
because of the size? Yeah, the size of our moon.
Oh.
Yeah. There's enough that like the corona can peek out.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Which is also like for other planets, like the one I saw first that like still makes me so sad is Mars. So Mars has two, well, okay, Venus and Mercury have no moons, so they have no eclipses. But Mars has two moons, but they're both like very small. And so the larger moon, what is it, like Phoebe?
Phobos,
yeah. I was going to say Phoebe. Only eclipses about like 30 to 40% of the sun. And it's just like very lopsided and it just looks like an asteroid going across the sun. So there, like, you're not even eclipsed. Like, it's not even to the point where you see the corona. You can, like, fully see the sun peek through. It looks so sad. Like, don't even look at it. It looks so sad. And then, like, the smaller moon only eclipses 1%. And I was looking at a Minute Physics video. You have to have 20/20 vision with eclipse glasses to be able to even notice that anything changes. Like, it starts with, I forgot what the moon's name is. It starts with a D or something.
Once again, a reason to be grateful for Mother Earth, because mm-hmm. we're basically the only planet in our solar system where you can see a proper total mm-hmm. solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. Like Sana said, the other rocky planets or other small planets, Venus, Mercury, Mars, they either don't have moons or their moons are too tiny.
Mm-hmm.
The giant gas planets might have a moon of the right size, but it's a gas planet. You can't stand on it.
you have to float in the ether.
Without a solid surface, it's going to be kind of tough to see the eclipse.
You want to put your lawn blankets down on a patch of gas.
Wow. Yeah. This is why life originated on Earth.
It's kind of beautiful if you think about it. Like, we are so lucky that our moon is the right distance and it's the right size. I've been seeing a lot of articles where it says, like, thousands of years from now, the moon, because the moon is moving further away from Earth, you won't even be able to get a total eclipse or, like, a good total eclipse.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's Wait, so when? Sad.
It, like, after everyone dies.
Okay.
Okay.
Definitely after you die.
Okay.
Don't worry, Tina, you're gonna get as many eclipses as you want.
Yeah, that would be sad.
Why do we have a moon? I feel like I should know this.
It was like a piece of something that was knocked off and like drawn into orbit.
It didn't make the cut.
We
had
what?
To kick it out.
But it,
I think it was
but it's still persistent.
Yeah. It is, it yeah. It's around. Also been like banged up so much that it's like such a nice circle now. Like, our moon's kind of epic if you think about it.
It really is. Time to travel to the dark side of the moon.
I saw some photos that people took with telescopes, and you can see the craters through the eclipse.
Whoa.
Like, there's a...
What?
I forgot where... I think they sent it to the Blue Shift Discord, but someone took a photo with a telescope, and you can see, like, the corona of the sun, and then you can also see craters.
That's insane.
Which is so cool.
Somebody did. Was this Blue Shift that had a telescope on campus?
I think it was the astronomy department.
Oh, yeah. The line for that was also super long.
The solar telescope.
Yeah, they were just looking at it. I wanted to join, but I couldn't wait in that line.
I think it's they would have had more telescopes if we didn't take them.
How many telescopes did you guys take?
We took two telescopes and two binoculars.
You hear that, everyone at Columbia? That's
Sorry,
why
guys.
Our line was long.
But we didn't even use that.
Shh, don't say that, Sonia.
You're going to cause a riot.
It's
much better to just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and look at sure. it with your own eyes.
It was so funny. I was driving, and obviously I can't see the sun while I'm driving. And one of the people in my car was like, wow, it looks so cool. But don't look at it with your naked eye, because then you'll go blind. And I was like, King, I can't even look at it with binoculars. I'm driving. And he's like, oh, right. Okay, well, when you stop, don't look at it with your naked eye. I was like, okay, good to know.
Okay, chat, we're doing an eclipse. Do not... Clip stare and do not blink challenge.
No. I keep getting so many articles that are like, hey, you only find out a week after it happens. So I'm like patiently waiting for Monday to know if I'm blind or not.
Oh, wow.
That's terrifying, actually. Yeah.
No, especially
take in everything you can because it's gone come Monday.
I was so tired after like the hours upon hours of sitting in traffic So on Tuesday, I was like, I think I was hit with pollen, exhaustion, and just like, I don't know, being sad. And then every 2 seconds, I was like, oh my God, am I going blind? Like, these are all the signs. Because it's like fatigue, blurry vision, headache. And I was like, oh my God, guys, I'm going blind.
Did you WebMD it?
Sorry.
Did you WebMD
it? I didn't WebMD it, but I Googled what are the side effects of looking into the eclipse without glasses.
I don't think it's going to do that much.
Knock on wood. If it's just
a couple seconds.
Like, I kept like thinking that it was eclipsed because I couldn't tell because it was behind clouds. So I was like approximating like, oh, how much is left? And I didn't really know like how eclipsed it would get.
And on campus, so it was pretty clear, but there were some clouds. And right around like peak totality or almost totality, I guess, everyone started cheering. And it got like really loud on campus. And it was just the cloud.
That's really funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow, what a letdown.
It was.
I've seen reels of people outside the path of totality trying to imitate totality. You just take a
flying
pen. For those of you who couldn't see
it. This is actually what it looked like. I have seen those. They're so funny.
Okay. All in all, great experience. It's so unreal seeing it. It does not look like a real thing. Literally a miracle.
It was crazy. It was also like, I think we talked about this in the last episode, but it got so, well, in a town with, 20 people, it got really quiet because all the cars on the road obviously stopped. And then, like, right as the sun started coming back, you could hear the birds going crazy because they thought it was day again. Yeah. And it was so, like, ominous because it's, 3 p.m.? It was crazy.
It's such a cool experience, honestly. And when you guys talk about, like, the other planets and their moons and the chances of us being able to see it in this time, most when I think about like our planets and physics, the probability of things is just, it's pretty humbling. I think
we got really lucky.
And we should you definitely got to tell your friend who's teaching to do that trend. Yeah, it'll be such a cool, wholesome moment to get everyone back.
Okay, listeners, 2026, I'll see you all in Spain.
All right.
Hola.
All right, signing off.
Bye.
Bye.